and welcome to Seven Stars, Seven Siblings, and One White Tree, a Tolkien podcast. It's us, the Wheeler family, seven siblings talking about Lord of the Rings and literature and life and being a family together. So today we've chosen to do something a little interesting. We've decided to assign each one of us a different sibling and decide which character from the Lord of the Rings that sibling most resembles or is like, however you want to spin that. And so we're going to go back and forth between all of us and see who we chose. So as you're listening to this, if you're a Lord of the Rings fan, maybe that's something you might want to do with the people that you're close to, or it's maybe a fun thing to do with something else that you love, another work of literature or TV show or movie. See who those different characters are most like.
I feel like we would do this a lot as children.
Yes.
And adults.
I still do it with every TV show. We do it naturally.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Well, that is definitely true. My person that I get to choose for is Nadia. Now, I don't know how the rest of you are going to do this, if you're going to do like your top, your number one choice, but I have just three different people I wanted to mention, and the last one I mentioned will be my number one choice. So if Nadia were a villain in the Lord of the Rings story, I would choose for her to be Smaug, because she likes to hoard things, and she likes to have her special treasures. And Nadia, can you confirm that if you could, you would be glad to like sleep on a pile of the things that you love?
Also, I cannot help but think of the special cup that I would get very angry if you used while at home.
That's true, yeah, very much like Smaug, who would do the same thing.
It's a beautiful cup, but I will post a picture of it.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. If I drank out of Nadia's cup, you know, I'd get some milk, put that in, and then Nadia would definitely let me know if I didn't wash it and make sure it was ready for her to use. So very much like Smaug in that way. Okay, another person that I think of when I read Lord of the Rings in terms of Nadia is, I do think of Mary. I think that Nadia is got a lot of Hobbit-like traits, a lot of the great Hobbit-like traits that Mary displays, a love of family and friends, and how Mary's always looking out for the people around him and kind of doing small things that people don't always notice, like when he gets Kirkalo ready, and how he kind of just looks out for the best interests of everybody coming there. And I know that Nadia has always loved Mary and how he, relates to the world around him. And so I thought of that.
Also, I too want to hang with Theoden.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I know you love Rohan, so. But my number one choice, I don't know if this is going to be a conventional choice, my number one choice is actually Quickbeam. And the reason for that is that Quickbeam, he spends a lot of time with Merry and Pippin and like taking care of them and keeping after their interests. And he cares very much about his trees, and he's very, very passionate about them. And I think about that with Nadia. She's protective of people that she cares about, that she feels might be in danger. She's somebody that you can have a lot of fun with, and she takes care of children for her job all the time. And that's kind of what Quickbeam is, kind of like a preschool teacher / library worker for Merry and Pippin, as he cares for them. And I thought of Quickbeam maybe a little more than Treebeard, because Quickbeam seems to be a little bit more like fun loving, which Nadia is, and kind of has his own, like, he's got his own way of doing things. The other ants, they don't always understand him a little bit, but he's got his own way of doing things, and he's happy with that. So that's my number one choice.
Yes. He is the weird ant, and I embrace that. I also like when he just randomly, they're, like, out walking with him, and he just, like, sees a tree and starts singing randomly, and I'm like, yes, I would do that.
Yeah, it's another good example, yeah. He marches to his own beat, and that reminds me of you as well, so. That's my number one choice. My three choices: Quickbeam, Mary, and if Nadia was a villain, Smaug.
I was sad that Quickbeam really wasn't in the movies. That made me sound like we needed more interest.
Have you ever watched those scenes and tried to decide which one you think is Quickbeam?
Of course.
Yes, absolutely.
whichever one is getting like closest to the tower, I think is the one that I usually think of, because Quickbeam tries to like nab Saruman.
Is the one that's like chewing on orcs or something that would also be-
Yeah.
Are you sure it's not the one that catches on fire and then douses himself? Because I feel like that's something he might do.
That's true.
Maybe. I hate to feel think a of little, catching
a
little, on
fire. The other one would be like, don't be hasty, just a little fire. It's all good.
I do want to know what the name of the stumpy ant that just smashes the orcs is.
We do love the stubby ant. His name is Stubby the Ant.
Stubby the Ant.
All right, Eden's still researching. Are you ready?
Yeah, hopefully. Anyway,
you don't need research.
So, my pick, I've got Sonora, and my pick is Pippin. Which the main reason for that is that she's always very curious. Yeah. That when we were children, it got you in trouble a lot.
Yes.
But confirm. Also, I feel like it's because he's also very loyal. You're very loyal to everyone.
That's true. I could agree. I also agree because in Moria, when he drops that thing, I'm like, yep, that'd be me. I'm also talking and getting in trouble because I'm talking too loud.
Yeah. I was going to say, from my experience of life with you, getting in trouble a little bit is a thing that happens for you.
Yeah.
It has from the time that you were a little.
I've gotten a little better with that.
Yeah, honestly, less so now than when you were a little.
Yeah.
which is also consistent with being Pippin.
It is.
Yeah. This is exactly why I chose
Pippin. Being your much older brother as you were growing up as a little child, I definitely had some put my hand in my head in my hands like Gandalf would for you several times.
Hey, that's fair.
Sorry, you do sort of have youngest sibling vibes as one of the three youngest too.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
Yeah,
no, that's true.
Pippin has big youngest sibling energy.
Yes, she does.
Yeah.
Even though I'm not the youngest, but that's fine.
did anybody listen to our now competing podcast, The Friendship Onion, today?
Oh, no.
No. Oh, I didn't get to yet, no.
I'm sure anybody listening to this probably knows, and I hope they do, that Dominic Monaghan and Billy Boyd are doing a podcast. And I had a chance to listen to it today just as I was walking around the house with the boys and everything. And it was great. They're just fun to listen to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm excited. Do that.
Although I have to say, Dom and Billy, if you're like searching Lord of the Rings podcasts and you hear this, you can bring one of us on to write your trivia questions for you, because one of them was incorrect. Your answer was incorrect.
Yeah, we'd offer to do that. We do that for free.
But
you may not want to have us on to be a part of the trivia challenge, because the people that were on there were good, but not at our level.
That is something to consider.
Big shock.
Yeah, you kind of put down the gauntlet.
All right, Noelle, you're up next.
Okay. So I have Quincy, and I felt like this one is obvious because when I think Quincy, I think Aragorn. I think Quincy is Aragorn, and I don't think there's a lot of like, I would like to say I have other choices, but that's the one I thought of, and I'm sticking with it. Big oldest sibling vibes, let's say, for Harrison.
Hey, Harrison.
Yeah, the keeping everyone else in line has a sense of humor about it too, which is good, but also very responsible. Like he knows he has a destiny he's going for, it, especially in the book. That's a little different in the movie. I always felt like Quincy's kind of like, I don't know, maybe he was just the younger sibling looking up at him, but I always felt like he knew he had responsibilities and stuff he needed to do and was going for it. You know, always came off as mature. I remember watching, it's the Cinema Therapy on YouTube, channel talking about how Aragorn is non-toxic masculinity, and I'm like, yeah, that would describe Quincy, like, always protective and helpful. So also, just because we don't want this all to be a love fest, does take himself a little too seriously sometimes. I will say that about Aragorn as well.
Also, he gets riled up and scary sometimes.
Oh yeah, yeah. He's not always scary. And we're not talking.
Not like scary, scary, but you know, like just scary.
Righteous anger.
Righteous anger. Yes, that's what we're talking about.
Righteous anger. Rallying up a pack of people to come looking for me if I go missing in another state, kind of stuff. You know,
that sort of thing.
Well, that's a very kind comparison that I certainly don't deserve, but thanks for that. I think Aragorn is at least in touch with his emotional side, which I've never had a problem being in touch with my emotional side. So that part I can relate to, at least, if not, he's certainly at a whole different level than me, but thanks for that. That's nice.
Yeah. That, let's also say that sometimes the things that I have harder time understanding, because I'm like, I'm not in touch with my emotional side. I'm like, my emotional side can do whatever it wants. I'd rather ignore it.
I suddenly think about like Aragorn when he's in Lothlorien looking at the flower and thinking about Arwen, and I'm like, yeah, it seems like something you pull.
Like something, it's something you have pulled before.
True. Sorry, I'm trying to find my dog.
Okay, all right. Thanks for that. Okay, Sarah.
Well, my person I was supposed to choose for was Eden. And where I could easily go for Mary, like Quincy did with Nadia, because you think very positively, you think the best of others, and have very similarities to Mary, especially in comparison to me being Pippin. But the choice I go for, because I think it's very accurate, is Bilbo Baggins. I love it. There's a lot of it in The Hobbit. One of the reasons being, you may be very hesitant to do something right away, but once you do it, you fit in right away and you find your own place in it, even if it takes a little bit. And also because rereading the Lord of the Rings and rereading when he was giving like the notes to everyone, the gifts to everyone, and the notes he wrote with them, it's something 100% you would do.
Being
a little passive aggressive, but that, also
that,
in a fun
that
way.
That is why Eden and I did that for the Hobbit Party podcast.
Her very own.
but also because you're funny and you're clever and a lot of the cool stuff. And you fit in very well with the group, even if it takes a little bit of time.
Eden, too, would talk with a dragon for fun.
Yes. Oh, 100%.
Yes, go ahead.
I could just see her nonchalantly, like, going along with the whole adventure. Like, she really kind of see home, but like, when she's there, she's, like, the best in the clutch.
I mean, it sounds like fun.
She can be a little particular about things, too, which Bilbo is very particular.
That's true.
Doesn't like to be woken up early.
Yes.
Well, who among us likes being woke up early, Noelle? Do you like it?
I like
it. I force myself.
It's just weird. I'm either like walking through the net, through the working and going to sleep in early morning, or I'm up early in the morning. I'm a morning person, which is weird that I'm on night shift, but yeah.
You work in the morning.
I had to force myself to be a morning person. Not actually sure I like it, but
I just want to note, whenever Noelle says a word weird, I like how she said I'm always working in the morning. I don't know if anybody got that.
We imported her. She was adopted.
Yeah. Every now and then her old accent slips out. All right. So next up is Nadia.
This is another kind of obvious one. Well, for me anyway. So yes, I have Noelle. And so for Noelle, I chose two. So I guess I'll go with the second choice here and then we'll go with the other one. So one of the choices I made was Yoreth, I believe is how you say her name. the person who helps out in the Houses of Healing. And so I kind of chose her because Noelle always wants to do medical related things, and this seems like something that she would think was fun. Yureth is a bit more, yes, emotional than Noelle tends to be, which is fine. But I also like that she is a very talkative individual and kind of, like, doesn't quite know when to stop sometimes, and even though what she's saying is good, I love you, Noelle, but this is also a trait of yours. Yeah. So she'll just kind of continue talking on and until she thinks that she has said everything that needs to be said. And whether it's Gandalf or Aragorn or whoever, she's like, well, but I will let you know what I think. So, which is all good.
And I just want to say, and then Gandalf will say, our hearts are too full to hear more.
Yes.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's one of the ones that I chose. Also because, yeah, she's cool. She'll hang out with these people, but she's also just like, I kind of want to just get on with my work and, like, why are people messing this up? And what is going on with this stupid war out there? You're kind of like, I just want to get this done. The top choice for Noelle, who I was always thought about, is my top choice is Sam. So I feel like Noelle is very Sam-ish in a lot of different ways. And she's very, you know... That whole thing with Sam where he's like, hey, he turns into this thing of iron where he's like, well, we're just going to get this done and I'm not going to give up no matter what. That's very Noelle-ish. No matter what's going on, she's going to kind of pull through. And just also where Frodo tends to be kind of, understandably depressed and kind of not very hopeful. Sam's like, hey, it'll be okay. You know, let's try this. Let's... carry you up Mount Doom. Let's fight the spiders. That's also very Noelle traits where just stuff happens and just like, hey, we can figure this out. Well, there's a third option. You know, hey, no matter what happens, we'll kind of pull through this. So being hopeful despite unfortunate circumstances is something that pops up a lot. So yeah, and kind of also bringing everybody else with you. So if things are going bad, she will get through and she's like, well, I guess you're coming too. So that's also something that I thought of for Noelle. So yes, I also like, speaking of not quite knowing when not to, when our hearts are too full to hear more, I think of when Sam confronts Faramir and tells him off, which is a fun little occurrence. Yeah, so yeah, I think that kind of ties in well. But yes, those are my choices for Noelle. I think those are fun choices. I wish I would have thought of the villain thing. I feel like you should have just done that one. But I didn't think of too much of that one.
You could have just included it as a. It's not like there are that many. Maybe
if we're
Yeah, that's like, I'm maybe asshole number three.
Shagrat.
Thank you. Back to you. I probably don't deserve all. I know I don't deserve all of those compliments. I want to be Sam. I think realistically, I'm probably Barlam and Butterbur. But
you know, that was also a thought that I had. I'm not gonna lie. Too, but that would have been my third choice. Yeah.
Also, because my memory's awful, I remember nothing anybody tells me ever.
Yeah. All right. I'm going next. I'm picking for Micaiah. And both of my secondary choices were also chosen, except for I wanted to say, in actuality, I think Micaiah would be one of the elves on the way into Rivendell in The Hobbit, who are they're very kindly welcoming you into Rivendell while trolling you the entire way. It's a very good-natured making fun of you the whole way, while also, sure, you can come stay at my house. Speaking of which, I thought that you would enjoy being Barlam and Butterbur, just because you get to see like everyone in the world come through your inn, and also let your very competent Nob and Bob take care of things while you just kind of run the inn and hang out with people. And then I also thought of Quick Beam, possibly because we were both notorious for and are notoriously for talking at the speed of light. we are the ents that everybody tells to slow down. I would say this is also a very high compliment, because I have to say that I feel like Micaiah really should be Tom Bombadil. Because I think you would very happily live in your little woods with your wife and your kids.
I totally wear the big yellow boots and
wear the big yellow boots, pop up randomly when a hobbit's having trouble, and be like, oh yeah, we'll have some fun as we get you out of this problem. And, you know, maybe everybody's like, can we give the ring to Tom Bombadil and be like, oh, maybe we shouldn't, but, you know, it's a good idea.
if we ever had a youth group geeky enough for it, Makai would be Tom Bombadil on our Lord of the Rings night.
Someone once told me that they're like, I forget who it was. I think it was Steve Richman was talking about how they were going coming up to a quizzing thing, and he's like, "We're discussing Lord of the Rings characters. You said you would be Tom the Bombadil." I'm like, "That's my goal in life now." So I would take it. I'm going to buy the. I'm on Amazon buying the yellow boots and the with the blue hat. I think.
Yes,
I think so.
Wait, blue is there.
I also think.
Shout out to this episode to Steve Richman, who's a big Lord of the Rings fan. And Steve, I know, is always thought of himself as Treebeard, and that's pretty appropriate.
I also think you could pull off being a cryptid that has Sam recites poems about.
All right, I guess I'm the last one then. So I have Elizabeth. I was trying to think. I'm like, okay, well, I thought of Eowyn, but I'm like, that's a little too mainstream. But she's got some, you know, some stuff there that's similar. And I'm like, okay, I think, because I'm big on the obscure characters. So I was trying to think of someone kind of obscure.
I was counting on it.
So then I'm like, okay, that would be good. And then like Baragon. I thought of Baragon too. I almost chose Baragon because that's very close. That's a really good choice there. But he was still too mainstream for me. So I was trying to find someone even more obscure. So I went with Will Whitford. No, I did not go with Will Whitford. Who'd I go with? I went with Hallbrad, who is the one ranger who shows up with the Grey Company. Because I don't know. I always thought of you as a ranger. I was trying to find a good ranger to put in here. You kind of go around, you protect hobbits. You don't talk much about Hallbrad, but I could see him going in the Prancing Pony sometime and just having some friends over by the fire and stuff. But you still have some job to do and you take it seriously. But you know, you have fun with hobbits sometimes. And, you know, you're also there. Halbrad's the one who goes up with Aragorn when he's confronting Sauron. And I thought, hey, you go there just to be a person to go with you if you're going to have to confront a Dark Lord. So that is my choice, Halbrad. Never mind that he dies. We'll get that part. But
yeah, we support being a random ranger that goes around with elves and
I thought it would be a good life for you.
Yeah. I know that that's definitely my dream as well.
I think Hallbrad probably came by Tom Bombadil's house too. Yes.
I and I are Hallbrad and Tom Bombadil hanging out.
I was gonna say I thought he died, and he does die.
He does die, actually.
Is it a complete coincidence that your other choices are very Faramir centric?
Yeah. That has nothing to do with my entire love of Lord of the Rings.
Of course not. No.
Of course not.
I feel like, okay, honestly, Baragon, that was a pretty good choice, too, because I definitely would
feel you. That was almost my top choice.
Stupid. Let me, you know, you would not hail up for Denethor's stupidness, and I approve.
yes, that has been proven recently, yes.
that was my other choice, so there you go.
Yeah, Halbrad is a great choice. I think of Elizabeth as somebody who doesn't suffer fools lightly.
I almost went with Gandalf too. He was another one.
That's what I was going to say. I thought about Gandalf because I can totally see Elizabeth telling Pippin the things that he needs to hear.
Siddhar and I and our lamps have been Gandalf and Pippin.
Yes. And sometimes we swap roles. Especially when quizzing's involved.
All of a sudden I think of Pippin wearing the big hat.
Yeah!
I'm sure there's a drawing out there somewhere.
Well, there's so many characters in Lord of the Rings with a lot of depth to them, and characters that you can kind of aspire to be like. So those are good things to think about. And
there are lots of characters to aspire not to be like.
Oh yeah,
I aspire to be like Smaug.
Maybe we should curb that desire a little bit.
Don't aspire to be like Wormtongue and Morgoth.
Yeah. Oh yeah, Wormtongue. I was trying to think of a good one. Wormtongue's a good one.
Or Sauron.
Ugluck.
There continues to be this contention of people that seem to be big fans of Sauron, and that confuses me.
I feel like that's only gonna get worse.
I know. Because hopefully he's gonna be an awesome character in the Amazon series, and people are gonna be like, oh, he's so great, when he's really Sauron.
Next thing you know, he shows up with rings and little boxes for you, and then you're, you know, undead wraiths.
I feel like to do the villain version.
He went to Jared. Every kiss begins with Sauron.
Kind of like a Dementor's kiss begins with Sauron to mix our genres.
I was also going to add to the Eden discussion that I can see Eden ending up with a magic ring that makes her invisible and being like, oh yes, this is my favorite thing now.
Yeah, 100%.
If I was to trust anyone with that power, I'd go for her. It'd be good.
She'd just use it to go talk to dragons, really. So,
just to be perfectly honest, if I was to give someone an enormous and a logical amount of power, it would be Eden. I feel like she would not like.
Wrong.
I don't think no pressure, Eden.
It seems like a lot of pressure.
And this is why Eden is Bilbo and hands off the ring to her.
Yeah.
I guess I'm the one who loses honestly, the ring if you give it to me.
I feel like
I'm not gonna be like Bilbo.
Yes.
I feel like both of us would Gandalf the ring and then I would Galadriel the ring because I always kind of want to secretly be the overlord.
I'm not trusting you with power.
Sorry.
She's a mountain. Like, I want that mountain.
I was trying to think, you know, I love being a dad, and I was trying to think about who in the books is like a great dad, and Aragorn's probably a great dad. You don't get to see it, but what's that?
Not Denethor.
Not Denethor.
Okay, we're talking about foils, though. How about Théoden? You know, after he kind of wakes up from his bad, like, he was a good old...
Yeah, Théoden's a good dad. Good old
dad. Yeah, like Mr. Cotton, he's
a... Oh, yeah, he is a great dad, yeah.
Yeah.
And Sam's a great dad. You can see
yeah,
that.
Yeah, Sam was a great dad.
How about Sam the gaffer?
I was gonna say the gaffer.
Oh, the gaffer. Yeah, the gaffer. Yeah. He gives a lot of tough love.
But it's a little bit tough love.
That is one of the one of those times in Lord of the Rings where you read like you're reading this epic story and then all of a sudden like something is just like so true to life, and that is how. Sam's walking around and every time he does something dumb he hears his dad yell at him in his head.
I want to see the gaffer going on a trip to Mordor.
As a younger person he would have been an awesome choice, I think, because I feel like he would not care about the ring. He just wouldn't have time for Sauron's shenanigans.
No.
Yeah, that's what I think.
He might have a problem with planting flowers along the way. Like, he wants to put a nice little hedgerow around Mordor. Like, he needs some more flowers here.
Not nearly enough.
Yeah, he falls into the thorn bushes in Mordor, and he's like, these have to be cut back. No, we need to destroy the ring. No, we have to get this done first.
We have to fix this first.
We can either carry food in our packs or the gardening shears. It's got to be the shears. All right. Well, yes, this has been a fun episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And we will see all of you guys next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, we're here with my mom, Mary. And the question for this week is, if you could pick a Lord of the Rings character to be your child, you would be their mom, who would you pick?
I'm thinking. I know I've had 10 minutes to think about it, but I'm still thinking. To be their mom. Let me see. I think it would be Pippin. Because he definitely needed some mom words of advice.
You're definitely right about that. That's a great choice. And that's the kind of noises he would make. Okay, thanks. All right, here we are with our dad, Harley Wheeler, and we're talking this week about, this week we decided to try to assign each other different characters in Lord of the Rings. Is there a character in Lord of the Rings that you most identify with your personality?
Well, now that's a good question. There's lots of characters we wish our personality identified with because they were so nice.
Yeah, we talked about that for sure.
Yeah. You know, I actually, it'd be unusual to say, but I I have identified with Denethor a few times. You know, just look, fine. Or the choice he had to make. You know, that he could have said, yes, this isn't everything I wanted, but I'm going to go ahead and live with that. Of course, he made the choice that he didn't want to.
Yeah.
But I like his explanation of no, love halved, honor abated, not for me.
Yeah.
Quite honest. Yeah.
Yeah, I think, well, and certainly the book, Denethor, gives you that little bit of glimpse into the complexity of that we all kind of have those, I don't know, all of us, but many of us have those moments where we have that Denethor feeling. Yeah. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. Otherwise, we would all like to be wise like Elrond or as faithful as Samwise or just as up and coming and sees what needs done as Faramir, Faramir.
Faramir and Gandalf and Aragorn. There's a lot of great male role models in Lord of the Rings, and people that understand the importance of friendship, and that's crucial. All right, thank you.
Okay. All right.
Thank you for listening to Seven Stars, Seven Siblings, and One White Tree, a Tolkien podcast by the Wheeler family. This episode was produced by Elizabeth and Micaiah and was edited by Micaiah. Our associate producers are Quincy and Nadia. Our music is from purpleplanet.com. That's purple-planet.com. If you liked our show, please tell your friends, rate, review, and come back next time. And thank you for your support. This has been an Unwashed Bear production.
Does everybody remember who you had, I hope?
Yeah.
Yes. I was going to ask, how did you do that since we're an uneven number? Wait, are we? Yes, yes, we are.
Someone? I don't know how the math works, but it works.
It works.
You all are overthinking this.
Are we starting with Quincy talking, or are we starting with me talking about Quincy?
Yeah, that's the question.
No, we're starting with Quincy talking. We're not. Yeah. Oh no, we're not
There's
doing
a lot
those
of math going on today.
No math, no.
Micaiah will fix it in editing.